Okay.
We are on, today's daf is Baba Kama Daf Tzadi Tes. We are on Daf Tzadi Ches Amud Beis. We're not even up to the Mishnah yet. Couple of lines up in the Mishnah, like 10, 15 lines up in the Mishnah. Ashechei Rav Chizdil, the Rabbi Bar Shmuel. So the Gemara is now bringing up Braisa. Right, we said yesterday, there was a machlokus between Rav Yaakov and Chachamim, whether we say Bisuri Hana Harisha Chalapanecha. Now first we said there was a machlokus, and then we said no, it's really not a machlokus Harisha Chalapanecha. The machlokus by that Shohar Niskal case was whether or not you can don the judgment if the Shohar is not there. So now the Gemara is going to bring up Braisa that you can to prove that you can't be explain the machlokus whether it's we say Suri Hana Harisha Chalapanecha. We all agree that you can. So Ashkechei Rav Chizdil Rabbi Bar Shmuel, Rav Chizdil found Rabbi Bar Shmuel, Amarle, he said to Rabbi Bar Shmuel, Tanis Midei B'Yisurei Hana. Do you have any words, do you have any teachings regarding the concept of Yisurei Hana? So Amarle, Rabbi Bar Shmuel responded, In Tanina, yeah, I learned it there. I have a teaching. Okay, the Pasuk says by a Gazlan, right, it says by Gazlan, who's Nishpa L'Sheker, that he didn't steal, and that he was Moda, right? It says, V'Hayo Ki Yechtova Hashem. It says, Beheshivas HaGzeila Asher Gazal. He returns the Gzeila Asher Gazal, which is redundant. It's the Gzeila, it's Asher Gazal. So that's what he says. It says, Beheshivas HaGzeila. If it says, already says you have to return what you stole, Matam Badloma Asher Gazal. What does it mean, Asher Gazal? You already said, Beheshivas HaGzeila. So Mara says, Yachzir Ke'en Sher Gazal. We've seen this many times. You have to, it's enough to return the Gzeila itself. Right? If it's a dime, if it's still Ba'in, you can return the Gezela how it is. If it's not the way it is, then you have to pay for it. That's the concept of Shinui. We can Amru, so from here, the Chachamim learn, Gazal mat be'ev nifsal, you stole a coin and it became puzzle from being used as currency, or you stole peros erikivu, you stole fruits and they became rotten. Yayin v'hichmitz, wine and it turned into vinegar. Chuma v'nismes, nitmes. He stole chuma, became tamei, or chametz v'avar lava pesach. He stole chametz and now it's after pesach and you want to return it. And the next one is behema v'nevda ba'avera. He stole a shor and some sort of avera was done with it that now becomes aser b'hana, or you can't bring it for a karbon. V'shor, and also a shor that killed a person, ad shalo nigmar dino, until the din had not been adjudicated. Omer lo, the Gazal can say to the Bailim, Haresha Chalapanecha. Because it's the same thing as Kshas Gzela. All these Yisur HaNa cases, some are Yisur HaNa, some are not. Whatever it is, it's the same item. You can return it. So the Gemara says, who's the author of this Braisa? Man Shamas Lay the Amar Achelo Nigmar Dino Ein, Misha Nigmar Dino Lo. Who's the Tana of this Braisa? It says specifically that only a Shor that was not Nigmar Dino you can return. But what the diuk is, once it was Nigmar Dino, you can't return it. Who said that? That's Rabbanan. We'll cholik on Rabbi Yaakov. Because Rabbi Yaakov said, even Achad Gemar Din, you can return it. But nevertheless, it can't be a case of where we're saying that by Yisuri Hana, you can't say Haresh Chal Panecha, but Katani, the Brisa says, Chametz Ba'olav HaPesach, Omelo Haresh Chal Panecha. If we talk about Chametz, it's Olav HaPesach, which is in Yisuri Hana, we can say Haresh Chal Panecha. So you see that we establish that this Brisa goes according to the Rabbanon, and yet Yisuri Hana, you're allowed to say Haresh Chal Panecha. So it's clear from this that the Machlokas of Yaakov and Rabbanon that we had before is not a Machlokas of whether or not you can say Haresh Chal Panecha by Yisuri Hana, because it's clear that even the Rabbanon hold that you can say Haresh Chal Panecha by Yisuri Hana. Okay? That's that. So Amar Leh, so Rav Chizda says back to Rabbi Bar Shmuel, Imish Kachas Lu, if you find the Bnei Yeshiva, Lo Tema Lehu V'lo Midi. Don't tell them this Braisa. Because they're going to be upset, or they're going to be happy that you found some sort of Pircha to the way I explained the Machlokos in Rav Yaakov and the Chachamim. I'm not sure what that means. I mean, he's like, oh, that's the Emes, but don't tell them. I mean, I don't understand. It doesn't make sense to me. Guess it was working till now. Better? Okay. I only can tell that. I think I knocked it. Okay. So now the Gemara says that there's a stira between this Braisa that Rabbi Bar Shmuel said in our Mishnah. The Braisa says, if you gazel peros v'rekivo, omer lo harei shechal panecha. You can say harei shechal panecha by these, a couple lines right before the Mishnah. You say a few things. One of the things it says, if you stole fruits and they rotted, you have to pay. You can say harei shechal panecha. But our Mishnah said, peros v'rekivo, mishal v'shas hakzela. You have to pay at the time of the gzela. That's a stira. What happens if the fruits rot? Can you say harishol panecha, or can you say, or do you have to pay kishas gzela, which would mean money? So The Gemara says, Amar Papa Kan Narmish the Cherkivu Kulan. They all became rotted. They all rotted out. Therefore, you can't be put there by returning them because it completely changed. But Kan in the Brisa Cherkivu Miksasan partially became rotten. It's the derech for fruits. You see when you buy also that sometimes some of the fruits become rotten. So then you could, that's normal. But for all of them become rotten, that's too much of a change, and that would require to be paying. That would require to pay kishas exeila. You can't say aresh kol panecha. Okay. Next Mishnah begins with really a massive shas topic of umen koneh b'shvach kli, and an umen it can be koneh with the value that he adds to the kli. Figure out what that means. There happens, we'll see in the Gemara that there's a machlokes whether or not umen koneh b'shvach kli. Some say yes, some say no. But the Rav of Salvechik, oftentimes, and especially in one of the drushes, the Chamesh drushes, he says that the only machlokes by umen koneh b'shvach kli is by humans. But by Kadosh Baruch Hu, he was the Uman, he fashioned the world, he was Kone B'Shvach Kli. He was Kone the entire world with what he did, and therefore the world belongs to him. We say, L'Shem Aratzim Loa, the world belongs to Kadosh Baruch Hu, and therefore Kadosh Baruch Hu tells you to do something, he's the boss, it's his world. He lets you use it, you have to use it the way he, with a capital H, tells you how to use it. He also gives a halachic reason behind it, because we say the whole concept of Uman Kone B'Shvach Kli, it's a machlokas whether or not the Kli actually belonged to somebody first, then the Uman fixed it up. Was he, like the Mishnah is going to say, you give him a bunch of boards, and he creates a chair, so then the Uman is Kone B'Shvach Kli, because he took somebody else's and he was Kone it. But with the world was Hefker. The world didn't belong to anybody. So even those who say that Uman is not Kone B'Shvach Kli, that's only because there was another Kinyan in the island before it was given to the Uman. But by the world was totally Hefker. There was no owner, no one owned it, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu was metaking it to it, so he was Kone the world B'Shvach Kli. Little drush before we get into the meat. Okay. So the Mishnah says, Nason l'umanim l'takein. You gave these pieces of wood to an uman, to a craftsman, to fix. Let's just say that he said to make a kli out of them, right? So kilkulu, and he messes up. Chayavim l'shalim. He has to pay to the owner the value of the kli. That's number one. Number two. And we'll explain everything in the Gemara. Nason lecheresh. If you gave the chorash, sorry, you gave to a chorash. Makes a big difference. You gave to a chorash when he's a carpenter. You gave to a carpenter. You gave her a shida, a teva, a migdal. You gave him these fully made items, and you want him, I guess, to fix it up, to touch it up. Lesakin, you want him to fix it. The kilkel, and then you mekaklet. And chayiv again, you chayiv to pay the dmei akli. Chayiv to pay the value of the object. Next case, vehabanai, the builder. You give the builder comes. Shekibulav listor esakotel. He's doing some demolition work. He's knocking down a wall. But instead of just knocking down the wall, the walls were made out of stones. He just wants to knock down the wall, and you keep the stones. You can use them. What does he do? He messes up v'shiber havonim, and he knocks down and he breaks the stones, right? Osha hizikon, or he damages the stones in some way. Chayav shalim. He has to pay. He has to pay for the damage because he damaged the stones. Hayasoser misadzeh. The guy, the builder, right? The Binyan company is knocking down the wall. Is knocking down the wall on one side. Binafam mitzad acher. But the wall falls down on the other side. So he's knocking down on the east side of the wall. Are you here? He's knocking down on the east side of the wall, and the west side of the wall falls down. So he's putter. In that case, he's putter because that's onus. Was he knocking down here and the whole thing falls there? It's onus because it wasn't something else caused the wall to fall down. But the im machmas hamake, nevertheless, if the nefila for the other side was because of the make, I mean he hit the wall so hard, then the other wall falls down, then he's chayav. The ones have to explain what the difference is. In that case, he's chayav. Anyway, we're going to continue with the first part of the Mishnah. So Amar Ravasi, okay, the Mishnah said that if you gave to the choresh a sheda, a table, a migdal, you gave him a table or a chair to fix. If you gave it to him to fix it, the kilkel, and he was mekalkalit, and he's chayav to pay because he damaged it. He's chayav to pay for you, to pay you. So Amar Rav Asi says, lo shanu. We don't say, our Mishnah doesn't hold that the uman who's mekalkel is chayav to pay. Ella shenasal lacharis sheda teva umigdal linots behen masmer. He gave the sheda, the table, the ark, the migdal, the lintz b'matzah just to bang in a nail to fix a ready made object. Okay, vinots behen masmer v'shibaron, and he banged the nail into it, and he splintered the wood, the ready made object. Then he has to pay because the whole point he didn't do anything to create shvach, to create an extra thing into the kli. The kli was already ready made. He's just fixing the existing kli. Right? But aval nasan lacharish eitzim. But if he gave to the charish wood, plain wood, lasso shade the table migdal, to make a shade the table migdal, and then the asamahan shade the table migdal. And then he made the object. He made the shade the table migdal. And then shibaran, and then he broke it after it was already made, but he was the one who created it. Then he's pater. He's pater to pay the value of the kli. What he has to pay is the value of the wood, or pay back the wood that's there, if it's still existence. Because, why? My timer. Because uman kone b'shvach kli. The uman is kone with the shvach of the kli. Meaning, Rashi seems to say here that his mamish a real kinyan, and it's a real kinyan, that the uman's kone the kli, by fashioning a new item out of all the stuff, the uman is koned by the kli, and therefore, when the original owner of the wood comes to pay for it, then essentially he's buying back from the uman the object. It belongs to the object, he's koned it. Rabbi Yonasan in Lashita Megmeta says, it's similar to a shinui koned. Basically, we have the concept that if you change something, you're koned it. Rav Moshe Feinstein, the Rav Moshe asks, we only say shinui koned when it comes to a ganav. Or a Gazan. I would say, there's no theft here. I gave it to you. I gave it to the building company to build it. So I think we did say that there's a concept of Shinui Kona, but other cases, though. The case that we came down, not like the Urayim, the case that we brought down was the Eslan Zona. It's not Gazela there. We just say, if Panim Kladosh is Balakan, it changes. If it allows it to become, go up onto, up to the Mizbeach, so there's a concept of changing things, becoming a new item. So the Uman changed it, it became a new item, now he's Konet. So he was Konet, and then the payment is not paying for the work, it's buying back the object from the Uman.
He broke before he gave it back, but it's still his possession.
Right, he completed it, and then he smashed it, for whatever reason.
Look.
Why? Because I built your... That the woman's koneh, it belongs to him? Why?
How did he... We have to give back the materials.
What? He made his...
We have to give back the kli.
Because
it... He didn't give it back to him yet. All right.
What do you mean? He made him a kli. It belongs to him.
But he used the word koneh here.
It belongs to him. If you don't say uman koneh b'shvach kli,
right.
Then the kli, he created my thing, and he broke my thing. So pay me back the value of my object. Okay, same, but it's the same concept. That's the same idea. You still have to pay back the value. You can get the value in the money. You get the value in a new object. The chiyuv to make a new one is probably the same chiyuv. You can't say, oh, I only have to pay you back the wood to make you a new object. But there's a lot of things to talk about. Unakon b'shvach kli. We'll say a few things if we can. Number one. Unakon b'shvach kli. What's he kone? Is he kone just a shvach, or is he kone the entire object? Right. So the Ksosa Choshen Simon Shinvav, we talked a lot about of this topic, brings down the Maharish Halevi, who was choker if you're the Unas Kona only the Shvach, or he's actually Zocha in a Guf Akeli, that it's Mamish him, it's Mamish his, and his Maskana of the Maharish Levi is that he's Kona the entire Guf Akeli by the fact that he changed the Chomer into Tzura. And Joseph Choshen says that this is not like most of the Rishonim. He says, and then like the Truma Sedeshen, he says that the Truma Sedeshen says that it's only Kone the Shvach Kli and not the Guf, not the actual object. Mashmah, according to the way the Joseph says that Marisha Levi, you Kone the entire object. The Chazanish says no, that even according to the Marisha Levi and the Truma Sedeshen are not Cholik Zedze. I wonder if Marisha Levi is the Rishon. I don't know who it is. They're not Cholik Zedze. Both of them hold that the Unas Kone only the Shvach and not the entire Guf. But what the suffix of the Marisha Levi was, is whether he's koned, the Lashon of the Chazanish is koned shvach ha-poreich be'avir, he's just koned the concept of the shvach, or is he koned a part of the kli for the value of the shvach? Is he koned a part of the value of the shvach? So it's interesting that a nafkamina that may be brought down for that is that, let's say you give it to a guy, right? You give the kli to a guy. And you say if you say uman kona b'shvach kli and he's koned the entire object, when he gives it back to you, do you have to do tefilas kelim because it was his and you gave it back? So most rishonim seem to say no, because it's not like it ever left your rishus. Maybe the lunat chazonish that he gets a portion in there, but it still belongs to you, so you don't have to do tefilas kelim. I didn't look at it to it so much, but why not? It's just the uman's koned. It's not like there's tinyanim by goyim. Right. If it's a regular, if it's not a kinyan, then it's a kinyan. There's also machlokes whether it's deraisa or
they
would do.
We don't tell the kelim.
So now we. Really? Interesting. Okay. Do I have it here? I thought I had it here written down here from Taryat, but I can't find it right now. Okay, that's one thing. Now, again, we just said before whether it's a full kinyan. Whatever his kohen is it a full? Is it a full kinyan? Meaning, is it mamash his? So the Rashi seems to say it's a full kinyan, and the buyer has to, and the, I guess the owner has to buy it back. It's a full kinyan. But the Tos says no, it's not really a full kinyan. It's like it's a partial kinyan that it has enough of it that he can be makadish a woman with it. But it's not really his. It's sort of the same thing like the kinyan that Malva has in the Mashkon. Okay, so the payment, according to that, the payment would just be that you just have, it's the machlokas of what the, when you give him the money, what are you doing? So some say that you're actually buying back, and some say that no, what you're doing is that the Uman has a shibud now on the shvach, and all what you're doing is you're being nifka the shibud. There's a lot to talk about by Una Kona Bishlakli. Oh, he says here, he brings down Nefaku Yishonim Yisrael Shnotzam Uma Goy Kesef Kedi Lasos Menu Kli. You gave him silver to make a kli. Hayim Tzvi Misha Silver Shu Uman Kona Bishlakli Chayev Kli Zebet Tvila Ulo. Are you Chayev in Tvila? So Kuf Lamed Vav says Shulchan Aruch Yordei Asim Kuf Chesef Sim Aleph. Nifsak shakona klim in a goy, the kli's chayev. Right, we know that kli's chayev for tefillah. So if you kona it back from a goy, the kli would be chayev for tefillah. So it's a suffix in the there. So he brings it down though. But the Tosas and Rizora and Avodah Zarah and Ayin Hey Amud Beis and the Rosh there in Perik Hey Simon Lamed Hey says that kli is parted from tefillah because ain shemo shel a goy el kli. But then he brings down some Rishonim that the. In the Torah, in the name of the Ritzvah, that would say that you would be, according to my Dhamma, Uman Kona B'Shvach Kli, the Kli would be Chayav B'Tevila. Okay? So a couple side issues by Uman Kona B'Shvach Kli. So Gemara says, so we just said now that that's the difference between the ratio, that's the only time the Uman is Chayav to pay is if you give him a full object, he's supposed to bang in nails, and he breaks it. But if you give him a full Sheva Tevil Migdal, then he's not Chayav because Uman Kona B'Shvach Kli. So Tanan, the Gemara is going to ask now a question on Rav Asi. Tanan, Nosan Umanim V'Kilkulu. Our Mishnah says you gave to the Umanim V'Kilkulu Chayiv L'Shalim. So my love, what's that case? The Yahavlu who ate him that you gave him just wood to fashion a kli, and it says you Chayiv to pay. So that seems Uman is not Kona B'Shvach Kli. It says lo, that case is talking about Shei the Table Migdal. That case is talking about you gave him a full object. I have Mishkani Seifa, but the Seifa says Shei the Table Migdal. That's Mechalal Dereisha is ate him. So if the ratios ate him and you chayav to pay, Uman's not going to b'shvach kli. So he answers, Amri perusha kamei parish la. No, the second part of the is just coming to come. It's one case and it's explaining. The case is ketsa nasim leUman letakim akilku chayav l'shalim. What's the case if you gave to an Uman to fix and he was makalkal when he's chayav to pay? Kegon shenatan lacharas sheda tevil migdal. It's when you gave him a charas sheda tevil migdal. But if you didn't give, but if you gave him wood, then he wouldn't be chayav to pay because Uman konu b'shvach kli. The Hachinam Mistavra the Ketzah Ketanin. It makes sense to say that our Mishnah is talking about a case of Ketzad because the Isak Ladaitach Ratio ate him. If you're going to think that the Ratio is talking about the case of ate him, right? Therefore, Hashtash, we could say Hashtash meaning in the Ratio, you're going to tell me that if you give ate him Chayav Mushalim, if you give actually ate him, which is Shvach Kli, in that case, he's Chayav to pay, and Lo Armina and Unum Kone B'Shvach Kalim, and therefore Uman is not Kone B'Shvach Kli, then what about, why do you need to say for Shade Tevil Midlum, boy? If he has to pay where he even fashions the kli, of course he doesn't have to pay if he destroys a ready-made kli. So it has to be a case of ketzah. So Gemara says, no, imishim ha lo irya. Now that's not really a raya. We're going to end up, there's no raya from the Mishnah. Imishim ha lo raya, was ton of safe. Well, the safe is talking about a case where he gave shade table migdal, ligluye resha, to teach us or to explain to us, not to say a ketzah case, but to explain to us what the case of the resha is. Shelo toma resha shade table migdal. Don't say that the resha is talking about a case where you gave a shade table migdal, about eitzim lo, but if you gave eitzim, you would not be kone. Therefore, ton of safe. If you gave eitzim, you wouldn't be chayiv. Therefore, the town of Seifa, Sheyda Teva Migdal, it took the safest taste of Sheyda Teva Migdal, Mechlau de Resha, must mean that the Resha is you gave eitzim, and if you will hachri chayiv mishalim, you could learn the Mishnah that way, and then you would say, Uman Kona is not Kona Mishvachli. So there's no raya from the Mishnah one way or the other. So now, the Gemara is going to try to bring another raya. Lema Mishayli, let's just say that this is a siyua for the concept of Uman Kona Mishvachli. Hano Saint Semer Latsabo, you gave wool to the dyer, to dye it. Right? Dicho yore. What they used to do is they used to put the wool and the dye into a pot and cook it together, and the heat would transfer the dye onto the wool. But if you put it in too long, the wool burned. Things burn when you're on the fire too long. Dicho yore, and you burnt it. So what happened? So you had the wool and the dye, and you burned it. So what the Mishnah said, it says, no sing lo, the dyer gives the meitzamro. He gives specifically the value of the wool that was given, because the dye usually comes from using the material that comes from the dyer. He provides, that's part of the service, to dye it. D-Y-E, to dye it. So to make samro. So to make samro in, you only pay the value of the tsemer. To make samro v'shivcho lo. But he doesn't have to pay the value of the tsemer and the shvach. I mean, he doesn't have to pay for the full value of what the wool was. Right? So aren't we talking about a case, lav shehigdichu la'achar nefila? Aren't we talking about a case that where it burned after, in other words, somehow he completed the process, he made it good wool, and then he burnt it afterwards. So he was kone b'shvach kli, and therefore he only has to pay the wool, he doesn't have to pay the value of the shvach, because he was kone. The ikas shvacha, u'shmas mina uman kone b'shvach kli. And there you have a right that uman is kone b'shvach kli. So Amar Shmuel, no, hachav mayaskina, what we're dealing with, he goin shek dichu b'shas nefila. He burned it as it was going in. So he never created the shvach. So there's no shvach, the lekas shivcha. There's no shvach. So that's why he's specifically only paying the meit simro, he's not paying the shvach. There's not a riot one way or another for uman kone b'shvach kli, because there's no shvach. So the Gemara says, wait a second. Are you going to say, according to Shmuel, right, Shmuel says, Higdicho b'shas nefila, talking about a case. That's when it's lekas shivcha. But can we make the diuk that Abal Higdicho la'achar nefila, if he burned it afterwards, meaning that he burned it after the transfer took place, and there was shvach, that no same load to make samar with his shivcho, and then the umam would have to pay the value of the wool and the shvach, which means umam would not be called b'shvach kli. So lema Shmuel, less lay the ravasi. Then we'll say that Shmuel doesn't hold like ravasi. And since we pass him like Shmuel, right, when it comes to Dina Mamanos, the Pasuk Shmuel, we have a raya against Ravasi, that Uman is not Kone B'Shvach Kli. So Amalach Shmuel, no, Shmuel says, no, that's it's not a raya that way. Hachav Mayaskino, what are we dealing with in this case? Kigon Detzemer B'Simon in the Balabais. In this case, the owner gave the wool and the dye. So the Shvach was already his, because he already has the dye. The Uman didn't use any of his materials to create the Shvach. I'm not sure, didn't he use his labor to create the Shvach? What? So he says, "Hakam Ayeskina Gagon the Tzemer v'Simon in the Balabayis v'Tzaba Agar Yadehu D'Shakio." And the Shagar only did used his labor, he didn't use the material, and that's, I guess, not considered Kol v'Shvach. That's not considered making Shvach Kli. You have to use your material somehow to do it. Also,
what happens here now? As far as
this case would be a case where the guy. I guess I don't know, but it seems that you gave him. You gave him the wood, but he has all the other material. The wood is, there's more to the wood.
That's why we put on the shvach.
No, but there was.
Because he's providing the labor and material.
Right, he's saying over here he's not an uman really. He's just considered a poel. I don't know. In the case of the wood, maybe there's more materials. There's the wood. There's the nails. There's the glue. There's a whole more stuff than just the actual piece of the 2x4s that go into making it. Okay, so the Gemara says ihachi that the Mishnah dealing with a case where the Bailim gave. The Bailim gave the value of the gave also the simanim, gave also the dye. So then why is it Bryce only say that you came to make simro? You ruined the dye also that belonged to somebody else. So no saying no to make samro with simanim baile. It should be given the simanim and the wool. Because you destroy two things that belong to the owner. Right? So why is it only say to make samro? The Gemara says no, you ain't nothing. We're talking about a case where the simanim would belong to the dyer, but the fact that Shmuel said that the cases where he messed up the wool before the dye got onto the wool, it's not because he's called a Rav Asi. El Shmuel the Chiyuk Hamadchile. Shmuel's come to say that there is a way to learn the Mishnah some other way. So don't make the diyuk that I'm being called a Rav Asi. I'm talking about a specific case. I don't make the diyuk that I'm chalukah ravasi, and the reason why we're concerned with Shmuel is chalukah or not, because the halacha is like Shmuel by dinim. If we find that Shmuel is chalukah ravasi, then we would know what the halacha is. But you say don't say I'm holy because you can't bring a riot from here. Next, we're talking about a case of a no saying talisol uman. Again, there's a concept, right? Lotzolim pula sachir. You're not allowed to leave over the payment. If you hire a day laborer, not a kavlan, if you hire a day laborer, you have to pay them on time to pay that night or that morning if they do the work at night, which is actually what the pasuk talks about. So tashma, keep that in mind. Tashma, hanosin taliso l'uman. You gave your talis to an uman, I guess to a tailor to fix up the talis, right? Gemaro the hodio. So the tailor now finished it and he calls you up and says it's ready. Come pick it up, right? So what happens? Afilu mikani the sari yamim ena over Allah mishum lotolim. Even if you don't come for 10 days to pick up the item, you're not over on lotolim for not paying it. Why not? Why are you not over on lotolim? So. A few things. Rabbi Yonason in Bava Metzia says that since the sacher, meaning the tailor, still has the kli, and the right, he has the kli of balabayas, he can be tofes the kli as batoas masko. So he has value. It's not like you left him. Usually the day laborer is a guy who picks crops, doesn't have anything to show for it, and then you have to pay him at night. He has no master, there's nothing, he has no collateral. Here the guy has the actual kli, so it's not like you haven't given him the cash, but he has something of value in his hands. Right. That's the way we Rabbi Yonasan, that's how we learn it. Okay. So that's that case. But let's say the son of the Chatzir Yom, the Uman gave he gave to the Bailin back the pair of the suit that he just tailored. Kevan Sheshaka Alav Hachama, once the sun sets, then you're over Mishum Bal Tolin. You're over Mishum Bal Tolin because you have to pay him, you have to pay his fees. Because he gave, in this case, it makes sense with Rabbi Yonasan that we just said, you gave it back to him. He has nothing left. So the Isak Kodaydach Uman Konu B'Shvach Kli. If you're going to say that Uman's Konu B'Shvach Kli, am I over Mishum Bal Tolin? Why is this case of Bal Tolin? I gave you the suit. You fixed it up. You were calling the suit. It's yours. So I didn't pay you for it. I didn't buy it back from you. It's not like you're a lady. You were calling the suit. It belongs to you. There's no concept of Bal Tolin to pay somebody a purchase price. There's a concept of Bal Tolin to pay somebody his day wages. If this Uman is Konu B'Shvach Kli and he gives it back to you, so now you have a problem that you maybe didn't pay the owner the value of what he gave you. He didn't pay the purchase price. But he didn't hold off wages because it's not wages, it's purchase price.
What?
Uman's Konu B'Shvach Kli. No, the Uman is. No, we didn't say that. We said Uman's Konu B'Shvach Kli.
Anytime.
If he ruins it, then because Uman's Konu B'Shvach Kli, he wouldn't have to pay the value of that Kli. He won't have to pay the value of the materials that you gave him. Okay. So, if that's the case, if Uman's Konu B'Shvach Kli, then you'll be a case of, why would you have a concept of Bal Tolin here? Good? So, the Gemara says, it's not a Raya. Amar Chizda Bereder of Kahana, Begarda the Starbala the Leka Shivcha. We're talking about the case, they used to have these very thick, heavy coats. And what they would do is they would comb it out to make it not so heavy. So there's no, they're assuming that there's no shvach here because you're actually taking away from the coat. So it's not, there's no shvach here. This is a case where there's no shvach. So the Uman was not, it's not that he just tailored it. There's no shvach. He just combed it out. So it's just pure labor. There's no shvach. So he wasn't combing it. So if he gives it back to you and you don't pay him, that's a problem about Bal Tolin.
But doesn't the Lashon say
tomorrow? Right. So he finished combing it out. It's ready for you to pick it up. But he didn't add any shvach to it. That's what it says. The Gemara then says, I think we're all there saying, but so l'maya havanili. So why did the guy give him the coat to this Uman? He wanted him to l'rakuke. He wanted him to soften it out. That's the shvach. So he did shvach. So therefore, kevan de darke have shivcha. That's the shvach. So the Uman is kone. I don't know how this works. I mean, what materials did he add? You have to add materials? So whatever. It works. Somehow it works. So he says, that's the shvach of the beged, because people want smoother wool. Right, they don't want the coarse wool. I hate it when the coarse wool is on your feet, on your legs. The kids always, they scratch. They don't want the coarse wool. So therefore, you see that this is a case of Uman Konev. This is a case of Shvach, and it's over in Bal Tolin. Must mean because Uman is not Konev Shvach Kli. But if he was Konev Shvach Kli, it wouldn't be Bal Tolin. It would be wages. It would be a purchase price. So Gemara says, Lo Tzricha the Agri the Bitchi. What we're talking about here is that the way they used to weave things. They used to weave things. Then they would add warm water, then they would stamp on it in order to tighten the weave. Right? Then we're typing the weave. So we're talking about a case, the Agri the Bitchte. So this is the guy who stamps on the finished product, right? And therefore, bitchta bimasa. And he gets a ma for every time he stamps on it. So he's not adding anything, he's just mavish, actually a laborer, the hainu schiris. And that becomes a schiris. He's a schir yom. He's not an uman. He's a schir yom, so it's wages, and that's why he's over on Bal Tolin. But again, there's no raya one way or the other whether Uman's Konu B'Shvach Kli or not.
So basically, the major difference is it skilled labor or is it non-skilled labor?
It seems to be whether you're adding some sort of shvach into the kli.
Adding shvach to the kli by working it. I know. Doesn't mean you're
a skilled labor. He's saying that this is a schiros. Yeah, if you're not a non-skilled, yeah, there has to be some skill involved, I guess. Or maybe you're saying it. Maybe Uman Konu B'Shvach Kli is only if you pay. A different type. It's a sachir, which you pay the day wages, and then there's a kavlan who pays for the finished product.
Right, you pay contractual.
Right, so that's maybe in the contractual work, that's Uman Konu B'Shvach Kli. But if you're talking about a sachir or day laborer, I'm going to make a difference between the workers and the contractor in Israel. It's called the kavlan. And the kavlan, maybe he's the Konu B'Shvach Kli, but the day laborers aren't because they're supposed to get paid every day, as opposed to getting paid at the end of the contract.
That makes sense, but there is a difference.
Yeah. So the Gemara says, According to what we said originally, not that the guy's a stamper, right? The low agula bishtei. They're not talking about a case where the guy just is stomping on it. Whether we're talking about a case of kavlonis, where he tipped it upon himself to actually do the weaving and to do the tailoring. So, the low agula bishtei misaili the Rav Sheshes. This should be a siyua to Rav Sheshes. What does Rav Sheshes say? The bo name of Rav Sheshes. They asked Rav Sheshes. Kablanos over a love mishum bal talin or ain't over love. Amar Rav Sheshes over. He says that by a kablan, you are over bal talin if you don't pay the wages on time. Rav Sheshes says. So the name of Rav Sheshes, plegal Rav Asi. So that shows that Rav Sheshes argues with Rav Asi. Rav Asi says the kablan is uman kone b'shvach kli, and therefore there's no bal talin. But Rav Sheshes says if there is bal talin, then uman's not kone b'shvach kli. So he's holy on Rav Asi. So Amar bar Shmuel bar Acha b'shilcha de igrata. No, the case of Rav Sheshes who says that you're over on bal talin by a kablanis type case. You're talking about a case where you sent. It's like a FedEx case. You gave a guy to package to deliver it. So therefore, you're only paying him. It's not a day labor. It takes a while at those times to get the package delivered. So you're only paying him at the end. It's a kablan case, but you didn't add any shlach. So that's why over there he says that there's a concept of a baltolin by kablanis. By normal kablanis, he wouldn't argue with Rav Asi. Okay. So we don't have a riot one way or another about Uman Kone Bishvakli. So Lema Kitanai, should we say the concept of Uman Kone Bishvakli is a Makokos Tanoim? What's the case? We saw this in Kiddushin. Woman walks up to a guy and says, gives him gold. I say li sheirim, make me this type of rings, don't zamim tabos, make me jewelry. V'akadosh l'cho. When you finish, you'll give it back to me and we'll be Mekudosh. He has to give it back to him and say, alright, Mekudosh is me, but this is what you'll use. It's her stuff though. It's her stuff. So you can see right away, if he's Kone Bishvakli, then maybe it's his, so he's giving back. So, okay. So then, Gemara says, "Kevon she'asan, once he makes the kelim mikudeshes." Divrei Rav Meir. Rav Meir says she's mikudash. V'chachamim omrim ain't mikudeshes achi yigia mamon liyada. She's not mikudash until he get money goes to her hands. So Gemara says, "Wait, why mamon? What mamon are we talking about? Ilema osa mamon. If you're saying chachamim say that she's not mikudesh until he gives her back the actual rings that he made, michlal the Rav Meir who's cholik sober osa mamon lo that she doesn't have to give back the money." So El B'mai Mekadosher. So what's he being, according to Rameh, then what is he using to be Mekadosher? El Pshita Mai, what's my Mamon? What's Mamon? Mamon Acher. It's talking about Mamon Acher. Because Rameh says that the Chachamim say you have to give a different Mamon, meaning you can't use that ring. And Rameh says you can use that thing that he creates and give it back to her and be Mekadosher. So now the Gemara is trying to explain how this Machlokas goes into Umkon B'Shvakli. And everyone holds the Kuli Alma Yeshnal Eschirus Mitchilu Vatsof. Everyone is Machlokas whether Yeshnal Eschirus Mitchilu Vatsof or the Ein Eschirus El Atsof. When you give someone to do work, it's to mean that every time he does something, now you owe him in increments, and you owe him in increments, and it turns into a loan. And at the end of the payment, when he finishes and you pay him back, you're paying the loan. Or no, this you only have any money when he finishes it. When you finish at the end, there's no incremental accumulation of value or owing the sachir. So he says the kulei alma yeshlo schiris mitchil atzof. Everyone holds on this incremental increase of the incremental steps. Or the kulei alma, and everybody holds a mekadosh b'milva ein mekadosh. So you can't be mekadosh b'milva. You can't be mekadosh by loan. He's saying I'm be mochel alone, and therefore you can be mekadosh. My love. So what then? But uman konu shvachli kamiflugi. The cholik in the case of uman konu shvachli. There are men shavur uman konu shvachli. Therefore, when he gives her back the jewelry, it was his. So he's giving back something of his, because you have to only be mekadosh a woman if you give her back something of yours, right? Rabban sari ein uman konu shvachli, and therefore you have to give a different item. You have to be different mamon. Rav says no, that's not the machlokas. Kuli alma ein uman shom konu b'shvachli. Everyone holds ein uman konu b'shvachli. Elahacha, what's the machlokas? The yeshul l'schiros mitchilah atzof kamifli. Do we hold of yeshul l'schiros mitchilah atzof? Rav Meir sover ein l'schiros el basof. There's no schiros only till the end, and therefore the whole what happened was then that the if we say yeshul l'schiros mitchilah atzof. So then what happens is the what you owe him to pay turns into a loan, because you owe him on the first bank, second bank, you owe him at that moment, it turns into a loan. So then when he gives her back, he's giving back to her, you're giving back by Mechilas Hamalva, because you owe him the money. But if you say that you don't owe him until the end, there's no Havah here. So Rav Meir says, Sover Eilat Sirus Mechilas Atzof, and therefore, therefore, once the Uman finishes the malacha to the other Rishus, the Uman is not mekadosh b'mechilas milva that he has on it. It's mechilas schar. He's saying that you don't owe me the money that you owe me, but not by milva. You mekhayev me money right now. Therefore, he sees Mikudesh, and Rabbanan Sabi Yeshu Tsiris Mithilat Sof, that on every portion of the Malacha, she's chayav to pay him, and it just turns into a milva until he pays her back. So by giving her the thing, and being Mikudesh, he's Mikudesh her with Mechilas Malva, and therefore she's not Mikudesh until he gives her other money. The Ebi same, or we can explain the Machlokas this way. The Kuli Alma Yeshu Tsiris Mithilat Sof, but Hachab Mikadesh from Milva Kamifagi. No, whether or not you can be Kadesh from Milva is the Machlokas. The Rabbeinu Sabi Mikadesh Milva Mikudesh, Rabbanan Sabi Mikadesh Milva Ain Mikudesh. That's the Machlokas. Verab Amar, no, another way to explain it, the Kuli Alma, everyone holds, Yeshnu Lutskirus Mithilat Sof. U the Kuli Alma, Mikash Milva, Ein Mukudeshes. U the Kuli Alma, Ein Uman Konam Shvakli. So what's the Machlokas? El Hachavai Skina, Gonche Hosifla Nofich. He added like a little stone into the thing. He added something into it. So what's her das on when she gets it? Right? Remeya Sover, Milva, Upruta, Daita Upruta. If you forgive a loan and you give a pruta, her das is on the pruta. So to here, you forgive the loan by giving it back to her, and not for non-payment, and you added this little stone, her das is on that stone, and therefore, if das is on that stone, it's mikudeshes. He gave her something new of value. Rabbanan Savre milva pruta daita milva. No, her das is on the milva itself, not on the extra stone, and therefore it's only be mikadesh be milva. We're talking about a pruta, of course. He says pruta. He says pruta. He's talking about it has to be a pruta. It's not shavu pruta. No, I don't know. He talks, Prut is the minimum, but he's talking about adding a nofech, an Evan Tova, a very, very valuable stone. What's her das on? Is her das on the milveh, or is her das on the stone? What do you mean? I don't understand the question. It seems to be here, that's the machlokas. What is her das on? It's a machlokas. How is this a machlokas anyway? It's a machlokas mitzias. You have to explain it. I don't know. So uplukta, and we'll say that machlokas. I hear your question. What if it's so much? If the stone is so much more valuable than the loan should be right. Then the loan should go away from it. It's mistaver, but I don't know if the Gemara says that. I don't know. It's mistaver. I mean, we have to look at into the sugya and kiddushin to see if that's the case. I don't know. From here, I don't know. Ubiplukta the high tanoi. Machlokas Rav Meir Rabbanan who are cholik in this machlokas tanoim. The sign you have a brace that says bischar she asisi imach ein mikudeshes. Right? If he says you should be mikudeshes to me for the work that I already did for you. Right? I already finished the work and you owe it to me. You should be mikudeshes for that work. But if he says bischar she esa imach mikudeshes. If he says that you should be mikudeshes to me with the value of the work that I'm going to do for you. Right? Then that's mikudeshes. Rabbi Nassan says, Omer, Nassan Omer, but Skarsha Esseimach, Ein Mukdashas. Also by Skarsha Esseimach, also Ein Mukdashas. The Kosher Kane, Bisarsha Sisimach. I mean, you have to explain what the differences are here, but still not time. But Kosher Kane, Bisarsha Sisimach. Rabbi Huda Nassi says, the MS Amru, Bain Skarsha Sisimach, Bain Skarsha Esseimach, Ein Mukdashas. But, the Mhosif La Nofech, the adds of an extra stone, then Mishalom Mukdashas. Mishalom Mukdashas. Here, according to Rabbi Huda, you can add the stones to Mukdashas. So, Bain Tanakam and Rabbi Nassan, both according to Tanakam and Rabbi Nassan, Ika Binayu Schirus. The machlokas is whether Schirus is Mishtamah El Basof. Right? So according to Rabbi Nassan, the Schirus is Yesh the Schirus Mitchila at Sof, and therefore it's Mekadesh B'milveh. According to Rabbi, maybe it's only at the end, so it's not Mekadesh B'milveh. But Bain Rabbi Nassan, what's his machlokas between Rabbi Nassan and Rabbi Yehuda and Nasi? Ika Binayu Milveh Bruta. The case of the Milveh Bruta, if you add something onto it, whether or not the Das is on the addition, or the das is on the milva, the loan that he's forgiving. Okay? Nachum, okay? Okay. Now, so from here, this machlokas now had a paskin. Because we seem to say over here, Kuli Alma holds that Ein Umen Kol B'Shvach Kli. So the Shulchan Aruch and a lot of people bring down, you see from here, we say, Kuli Alma Ein Kol B'Shvach Kli, you don't say Umen Kol B'Shvach Kli, the Rush argues. He still says that you can be Toche this Raya, and Umen is Kol B'Shvach Kli. Okay. The Gemara now says, Amar Shmuel, Tabach Uman Shokilkel, you gave your cow to the butcher to shecht, right? Tabach Uman Shokilkel, he messed up. He chafed up your cow. Chai v'shalom, he has to pay. He has to pay the value of the cow. He messed up your cow, right? Or maybe he has to pay the difference between what your cow is worth now and your cow is worth then, because I guess you could sell it to a guy, maybe. I don't know. So, Maziku, why does he have to pay? Because Maziku, Poshehu, Venasika Omelo, Shotli Mikan, Vishachal Mikan. He's a Mazik, he's a Poshea. It's as if he becomes, it's as if he's told the guy, Shecht me in this area and you Shecht it somewhere else. Whatever. You're Mazik and a Poshea. So Gemara says, Lamli Meir Maziku Poshehu. Why have to say a Mazik and a Poshea? If he's a, why do you need both things? So E Amr Maziku. Shmuel says, had I just said that he's a Mazik, Havimina, Hani Mili, Hecha de Ka'avit Sacher. He only considered, therefore I would say he's only Chayiv if he is a Sacher. Because then he took payment. If you take payment, right? If you take payment, that's why he's chayav, even if he was makalka ba'onas, because chayav owns him if you take the payment. Aval hecha de ka'avi b'chinam, but if he just did it, you know, without payment, lo, he would be chayav. So kamash malan, even if he doesn't take payment, he's a mazik. He's an adam mazik who's chayav even by posheya. Therefore, Shmuel tells me that he's a posheya to teach us that this is hesek is similar to pshia, and even if he doesn't get paid, he's chayav to pay. If he's an Uman, he's Potter. We just said he's Chayev. So, but Hedjot Chayev. If he's a Hedjot, he's Chayev. V'im no sein sachar, and if he gives value, bein Hedjot, bein Uman Chayev. So, you see there's a kasha on Shmuel who said in all cases, he's making a distinction. So, Malay, la'akir mochach. I guess, some, he's telling me that my head fell out. Well, it's some insult. Well, some insult. So Asa Humay Rabban, and another Rabban came, Kamosi Blay. He said the same thing. So Amar Leish, so Shmuel says back to him, Hashta Shalta Maida Shakal Chavik, you want what your friend got? I'll give you what your friend got. I ranked him out, I'll rank you out too. So he says, Kamina Luchuan, Rav Meir. I'm talking about Rav Meir Shita, the Karmisa Li Rabban, and you're bringing a bracelet that talks about the Rabban. How do they know that? Alright, so the Gemara says, Shmuel says, Amai Lo Deyak De Mili Shani Omer. Why weren't you Medayak in the words that I said? I said Mazik Uboshehu, Venasik Omos Kotli Mikan Mishakli Mikan. Man Isli Lahai Svara. Who holds this Svara that you have to pay attention to what you're doing? Right? You have to pay attention to what you're doing. That's Rav Meir he. It's Rav Meir, it's Biboy Lili Mir Meinashi. He says you have to be careful. So, I'm going to go a little over. So, hi Rav Meir. What's the case of Rav Meir? Ilema, hi Rav Meir. The case of the Tanan, Kishro Bola, Bimosera. The Baal tied up his shore with a rope, the noble Fana Karoyu, and he locked the door appropriately. The Yatsin at the shore went out, the Hizik. Right, Bain Tom, Bain Muad, Chayav, Rav Meir. Rav Meir says you have to be Chayav over that case. So you see, they get to be extra careful by what you're doing. No, that's not can't be the case of Rav Meir. Hassan Mikroy Pliga. They had the Machlokes by Psukim. So it's a question of how to dash from Psukim. El Hai Rav Meir, maybe it's this Rav Meir, it's Nan. Litzbolo Adam, it's Sova Shachar. He gave to do red and he got it black. Shachar, it's Sova Adam, Rav Meir, Omen, no sin load to make Samro. He has to pay the value of the wool because maybe the time of Rav Meir is, he's Machuy to pay because he had to pay attention to what he did. He should. It's not really didn't damage it, but he had to be pay attention and he to pay attention. So he says no. Hasam biyadayu kalimene. There, the Rav Meir is mechayev because he did a maisa hezek biyadayim. You did something and you did what wasn't supposed to be done. Ella hi Rav Meir. What's the case of Rav Meir? Nishbara kado v'lo silka. Your card fell down. It was just you didn't pull it away. Niflo gmolo. Your gummo fell down. It was just rabim v'lo amida. You didn't pick it up. Rav Meir omer chayev b'nizakin. You chayev for any nezek that we saw this earlier. You chayev for the nezek that it caused. V'chamim amin potter b'dinei adam chayev b'nishmayim. The kaimelan b'niska poshehu the pligi. The question is whether someone who trips is considered a posheya. Rav Meir says he's considered a posheya. So that's what I'm talking about. The case of Rav Meir. I'm talking about Rav Meir who says that you have to pay attention to what you're doing, and you're bringing me rabban, and therefore you know you're hacking me a chinek. What are you doing? Okay, we'll have to stop here and try to just move a little bit tomorrow. Oh, yeah.